and Maine hockey coach Red Gendry, voice of Albany football. Roger, thanks for coming back on the show with us.
Hey, Rich, always a pleasure. Good to talk to you again.
What a great start to the season for the Great Danes. A terrific beginning to the year with a 4-1 start and a national ranking. People have got to be pretty excited in upstate New York.
Yeah, it was a great start, getting that win in Buffalo over the first time they beat an FBS school. And then, the setting was probably as biggest setting in terms of the fans, the atmosphere, the enthusiasm around the program that they've ever had here. 9,200 for the Richmond game was homecoming, and heck of a game, Rich. 36-30, triple overtime. UA had plenty of chances to win the game, and came up a little bit short. And Greg Catuzzo is not so much for moral victories, but in terms of trying to increase the fan base around here, around this program, still early on, early stages of being in the CAA conference, the performance against Richmond went a long way with that.
And I remember Bob Ford telling us in his last season that it was going to take a while for the team to be able to compete at the highest levels of the CAA, but it seems like maybe with Greg Gattuso there, it's taking a little less time than people expected.
Yeah, I mean, he's recruited well. I mean, there's no question the bigger, stronger, and faster players with the recruiting and the scholarships and all that. But I got to be honest with you, speaking of Bob Ford, when you guys watch this game on Saturday, the best player on defense, arguably, played for Bob Ford and has been in the program for a while now, and that's Michael Nicastro. He'll wear number 11. He's been amazing, and he was an NEC player. And you say, well, you're in that NEC. Can you play at the next level in the CAA? Well, the linebacker Michael Nicastro certainly has proven that, and there's a left tackle named Kevin Malloy, who's also a Bob Ford holdover as well, and pretty good up front in the offensive line. So there's a couple of those guys from the NEC, but there's a whole lot of new guys and new faces. And, Greg has done a really good job recruiting. And, so far so good with still early on. They've only played, only played two conference games.
Well, you mentioned Michael Nicastro, and, of course, he's a guy we already have circled on our programs here, a tremendous player who's off to a great start, leads the CAA in interceptions, and leading this remarkably opportunistic defense that's forced 11 interceptions, taken two back for TDs, and a ridiculous plus 14 turnover margin.
Yeah, that's been the story. I mean, their offense has gone as E.B. Token Hanks has gone, and last week Richmond kind of shut him down, and Nevin Sussman put the ball up 30-plus times. But the reason that they're 4-1 on the season is because of their defense and the takeaways that they have, and that's something that Gattuso, he was a defensive lineman at Penn State, so he's all about the defensive side of the ball, really good coordinator, Bernard Clark, and they do get after it. They do like to get in there and strip the football out and cause turnovers and come up with interceptions. That has been a part, as Greg likes to call it, the script. And every week that has been in the script, and every week they seem to come up with a turnover or two in every game.
Well, let's talk about that offensive unit. And you mentioned Elijah Ibitoken Hanks. He's off to a great start. 589 yards, 9 rushing touchdowns this year. What style of running back is he?
You know what? EB likes to get to the outside. I wouldn't call him a guy that's going to run you over, overpowering. He's quick. He's shifty. One of those guys that he gets up there in the hole, and then the next thing he's bouncing it out to the outside and gone once he gets into the open field. So that's how I would describe him. Not so much like a power back, but more of an elusive, shifty kind of guy. But he's been very effective and only a sophomore, and he carries the ball literally 99.9% of the time. If they're going to run the ball, it's going to be the E.B. Token Hanks. And last week, Richmond just really shut him down. So Nevin Sussman, who's only a sophomore and still has some growing pains, had to put the ball up quite a bit and did a pretty good job overall. Threw a touchdown pass and had the receiver wide open in the left corner of the end zone in overtime, the third overtime, Rich, that would have tied the game, and then they had to have made a two-point conversion to win it. Kid was wide open, Jordan Crockett, and Sussman got just hammered right in the chest as he was ready to release the football and just put too much on it because Crockett was wide open. So that's one that he would definitely like to have back. But he seems to be getting better each and every week, and you know, I'm sure that in this game, Maine, I'm sure they're going to try to take care of E.B. Token Hanks too, and force Nevin to throw the football.
Yeah, although you got to keep an eye on a couple of those dangerous sophomore receivers. We remember Z. Roberson from last year. He's doing great. And then Jordan Crockett, 24 yards a catch. Tough to ignore those numbers.
Yeah. Roberson is now their go-to because Brad Harris was their, I think, arguably their top receiver coming in. He broke his foot, so he's out. And then it became Z. Roberson stepping up next in line. And they've got some talented receivers. Now, Roberson hurt his knee in the last game. He's one of those questionable game-time decisions, so we'll see. He did not practice yesterday, and I'm not sure what the stat. I think he's going to try to go, but he's a little dinged up. But they have Deion Alston has been very good this season, you know, a young man who plays the slot and likes to they like to get him the ball. He's very, very – he's got a lot of speed. He's broken some off this year, and has been a factor on the offensive side. And as you mentioned, Crockett. And they've got a young kid from the Albany area, from CBA, our local high school. He's a redshirt freshman, a kid named Austin Ellis. He'll wear 88, and he's been in the mix. So they do have some receivers that are pretty talented.
We're talking with Roger Weiland. He's the voice of UAlbany football, and, of course, with WNYT News Channel 13. In New York, another year that the CAA seems to be hard to figure out. And this Richmond team is one of the more interesting ones. They got as high as number 2 in the nation in the national polls, then lost to Stony Brook and had a tussle with the Great Danes. What's your observation of Richmond? Are they perhaps not as good as we thought they might be?
You know, that's a good question because, you know, they had won at Virginia, and I went, whoa. And then they went and just got whacked at Stony Brook, so I wasn't sure what to expect. I would say that the quarterback is the real deal. Laletta is very good passer, and Brian Brown is outstanding at the receiver spot. So that's a really good duo, and they were effective against UAlbany. I thought UAlbany secondary did a pretty good job overall against them. And defensively up front, Richmond is, I thought, was very talented, and they just put a lot of guys in the box to stop E.B. Token Hanks. But yeah, I thought Richmond was good. Are they the best team in the CAA? I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, we've only been through. We play Rhode Island on the road, and had a big second half, and rolled in that game after a slow start. And actually, in that game, Nevin Sussman was benched in the third quarter for DJ Crook, because the offense was sputtering and Nevin was struggling, and Greg is not opposed to going to DJ Crook, who started the season last year as the number one, not opposed to going to him if Nevin is struggling. Now, we haven't seen DJ Crook since then. But, yeah, so there's only been a win over Rhode Island and then the Richmond game. So we're still very much early on. And I know that one thing that's on the scouting report coming to Maine is – a good quarterback and another senior that they're going to have to face, Dan Collins, and a really good group of receivers. I was doing my charts last night for the game, and I'm counting, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 guys that can all be involved in that offense, the passing game. Am I right on that, Rich?
You sure are, and I think that's the big difference, Roger, this year, is he's got more targets, and he's got a couple of guys who are just flat-out burners, Micah Wright, and then a guy from your area, Ernest Edwards out of Rochester, who is just a big-play guy.
And he had the Edwards had the 60-yard touchdown reception against Delaware last week, right?
That's right, yeah, and he's a guy that I think you'll see, much like Alston, you'll see them run him on the reverse a little bit as well.
Well, I know this has been a pretty good series, and you look at the, 5-4, I think maybe UAlbany has the lead here in head-to-head competition, and I also know, which I don't think is necessarily good for UAlbany, has Maine ever beaten UA in Orono?
Never.
Never, right. So I don't know if that's good or bad for the Great Danes. Maine certainly do. I think we're in for a heck of a football game, although last week will be tough to top when we have the triple overtime to Richmond.
Yeah, we'll take a triple overtime, but maybe two. That might be enough because you got to catch a flight out of here.
Double overtime, yeah.
Exactly. Well, it's going to be a great day. The weather looks good. Homecoming, they're expecting a crowd, hoping for about 10,000 or so. So we're looking for a good time, and we look forward to seeing you up there as well. Travel safely, and as always, thanks for coming on the show with us, Roger.
Yeah, Rich, thank you. No snowstorms, at least this time. When we come back for basketball, all bets are off.
Yeah, but we'll keep our fingers crossed for you some good weather there as well. Thanks, Roger.
Thank you.